Baby, can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run.
WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, did you see? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Sigh. Go down like a lollipop. Yeah.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your special guest DJ, Edward Buchert, filling in for Jay on 1,000 Points of Light on this Halloween evening. And I'm bringing you, well, I call it a spooktacular sound collage. Kind of doing what I do normally or abnormally every Friday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. here on our 91.5 FM airwaves. Mixing up music with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, and most particularly in this next hour, a radio drama, one of the best radio dramas ever, according to Orson Welles, who called it the greatest single radio script ever written. Yes, I'm talking about Sorry, Wrong Number. But before we get going with that, let's recap what we've heard in the last half hour or so. It was a kind of AC/DC sandwich, or music sandwiched by AC/DC, the Young Brothers, Malcolm and Angus. We began with a Halloween-appropriate Sweet Candy from their Rocker Bust album, which actually did not feature Malcolm, sadly. But all the other ones did. And then we heard from Elvis Presley, You're the Devil in Disguise, followed by Negative Land and a live recording at the Middle East nightclub in Cambridge from 2007. And Chuck Yu, we can thank for that, the recording of it. It was God and Religion. And then Led Zeppelin with Candy Store Rock, followed by a percussion piece that I composed and played called Devil's Sandwich. It was in the Phrygian Dominant, well, they used the Phrygian Dominant scale. It wasn't major or minor key, and a bunch of sampled marimbas and balafons and vibes. And then we heard from the Native American artist John Trudell, The Devil and Me, from his Blue Indians album, which was produced by Jackson Browne. And then we concluded the set with AC/DC once again in Evil Walks. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos, and this is a selection from her epic Tales of Heaven and Hell album called Afterlife. You know, no matter how you feel personally about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Because what are you going to do if you're walking along the street, like past a schoolyard, and you see a gun lying there? You aren't going to leave it there for a child to pick up. No, you're going to like be a responsible person and deal with it. But you're first going to completely understand rule zero of gun safety. All guns are always loaded. Even if you think they aren't, treat them as though they're always loaded. And then rule one, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Yes, destroy, kill, blow up. Never point a gun unless you want to just obliterate that object you're pointing it to. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger on that object that you've decided to destroy until your sights are on that target and you have made the decision, the unalterable decision, to shoot at it. And then rule three, yeah, be sure that that's really what you want to hit and watch out for what's beyond it. Suppose you miss, right? This has been a public safety message from WMFO in Medford. People who care. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Radio. So, I'm going to be bringing you a sound collage remix of Lucille Fletcher's play that originally aired on the CBS suspense radio program on May 25th, 1943, in the middle of World War II. It starred Agnes Moorehead, who was incredibly talented, and she was also the witch mother on the series Bewitched with Elizabeth Montgomery. And in this episode of Suspense, she was, well, known as Mrs. Stevenson. And, well, she's a woman who accidentally intercepts a phone call. Two men are plotting a murder for that evening. And, well, she just goes crazy until, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a spoiler. It turns out the people, they're trying to murder her. Because her husband is perhaps not so loving, and he's run into some debts, and he's got an insurance policy on her. But, yes, as I mentioned, Orson Welles calls it the single greatest radio script ever written. And thanks to WMFO DJ Arthur, host of The Grand Hour, who turned me on to this, and... we're mixing this on top of a 1975 album, the complete album by Tangerine Dream, the German electronic band, Rubicon Parts 1 and 2. And it begins with a message from the sponsor, and I'm WMFO's, I volunteer as WMFO's public service director, and I take seriously that we don't want to let, like, real advertisements infringe on our public airwaves, particularly for banned substances like alcohol. But on the other hand, the Roma Wine Corporation, once America's largest wine company, has been completely out of business for decades. So this can't be an ad trying to sell you something when the company and the product no longer exists. So here, a scary Halloween Roma sound collage.
Suspense. Roma Wines, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
Salud.
Your health, senor.
Roma Wines toast the world. The wine for your table is Roma Wine, made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
This is the Man in Black, here to introduce this weekly half hour of Suspense. Tonight from Hollywood, we bring you, in response to requests from many thousands of listeners, Miss Agnes Moorehead, in one of the most famous suspense plays this series has ever presented, Sorry, Wrong Number. But before we raise the curtain on Suspense, here is a message from your host, the Roma Wine Company of Fresno, California.
Sometimes it seems we must go far afield to discover riches that were right at hand all the time. As you discover in listening to a conversation which might be taking place at the Smart Coral Beach and Tennis Club in Bermuda. An American about to depart for the States thanks his Bermudian friend for the gracious hospitality shown him. In particular, for the especially enjoyable wine his friend served. He remarks how much he'd like to be able to get some of that same wine at home. The Bermudian chuckles as he says, "But my friend, that wine you enjoyed so much, it comes from the great wine districts of your own California. It is Roma wine." Yes, friends, many Americans are still not aware that Roma wines are so highly rated in many foreign lands that at every opportunity they are imported to be enjoyed as rare luxuries. But here in America, we can enjoy these superb Roma wines as a daily pleasure, well within reach of the most modest purse, with no high import duty, no expensive shipping costs included. That's why Roma wines cost you so little. Have you been overlooking the enjoyment these richly satisfying Roma wines offer as a delectable beverage at any time, as the addition that can make any meal an occasion, as a sure-to-be-appreciated offering to your guests when you entertain? You get some idea of the great worth of these fine Roma wines when you learn Roma wines are America's largest selling wines. Why put off your enjoyment of Roma wines another day? I'll spell out the name for you. R-O-M-A. Roma Wines. made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
And now with Lucille Fletcher's Study in Terror called Sorry Wrong Number, and with the performance of Agnes Moorehead, we again hope to keep you in suspense.
Operator, I've been dialing Murray Hill 40098 now for the last three quarters of an hour, and the line is always busy. I don't see how it could be busy that long. Will you try it for me, please?
I will be glad to try that number for you. One moment, please.
I don't see how it could be busy all this time. It's my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I'm all alone here in the house. My health is very poor, and I've been feeling so nervous all day.
Ringing Murray Hill 40098.
Downstairs are out. There should be only one light visible from the street.
Okay, okay.
What's that? Oh, just a minute, George. Oh, our client tells me that at 11:15 a train crosses the bridge. It makes a noise in case her window is open and she should scream.
Hello, what number is this, please?
Okay, I understand. That's 11:15, the train.
Yeah. Do you remember everything else, George?
Yeah. Make it quick, as little blood as possible, because our client does not wish to make her suffer.
That's right. You will use a knife.
Yes, a knife will be okay. Then afterwards, I remove the rings and the bracelets, then the jewelry in the bureau drawer, because our client wishes it to look like a simple robbery. Don't worry, everything's okay. I know.
Oh, how unspeakably awful. Oh.
operator. I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry, what number were you calling?
Why, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 40098, but it wasn't. Some wires must have got crossed. I was cut into a wrong number, and I've just heard the most dreadful thing, something about a murder. And, operator, you'll simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon. May I help you?
Oh, I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor, innocent woman who was all alone in a house near a bridge. And we've got to stop them. We've just got to.
What number are you calling?
Well, that doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it for me, and we've got to find out what it was immediately.
What number did you call?
Oh, why are you so stupid? What time is it? You mean to tell me you can't find out what that number was just now?
I'll connect you with the chief operator.
Oh, I think it's perfectly shameful. Now look. Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of the finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 40098 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped, and I was connected with some other number. And I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again on purpose. Why you couldn't try to dial Murray Hill 40098 in the same sort of careless way.
Murray Hill 40098. I will try to get it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
call, please?
The police department. Get me the police department, please.
Thank you. Ringing the police department.
Oh, can't you ring them direct?
Police station, precinct 43, Sergeant Martin speaking.
Police department, this is Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Smythe Stevenson of 53 North Sutton Place. I'm calling up to report a murder.
Huh?
I mean, the murder hasn't been committed yet, but I just overheard plans for it over the telephone, over a wrong number that the operator gave me. I've been trying to trace down the call myself, but everybody is so stupid. And I guess in the end, you're the only people who could do anything.
Yes, ma'am.
It was a perfectly definite murder. I heard their plans distinctly. Two men were talking, and they were going to murder some woman at 11:15 tonight. She lived in a house near a bridge. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
And there was a private patrolman on the street. He was going to go around for a beer on 2nd Avenue. And there was some third man, a client, who was paying to have this poor woman murdered. They were going to take her rings and bracelets and use a knife. Well, it's unnerved me dreadfully, and I'm not well.
Yes, I see. When was all this, ma'am?
About 8 minutes ago. Oh, then you can do something. You do understand.
What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Stevenson. Mrs. Albert Stevenson.
And your address?
5353 North Sutton Place. That's near a bridge, the Queensborough Bridge, you know. And we have a private patrolman on our street. And the 2nd Avenue is the next...
And what was that number you were calling?
Murray Hill 40098. But that wasn't the number I overheard. I mean Murray Hill 40098 is my husband's office. He's working late tonight, and I was trying to reach him to ask him to come home.
Yeah.
I'm an invalid, you know, and it's the maid's night off, and I hate to be alone, even though he says safe as long as I have the telephone right beside my bed.
Well, we'll look into it, Miss Stevenson, and see if we can check it with the telephone company.
But the telephone company said they couldn't check the call of the parties that stopped talking. I've already taken care of that.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and personally, I feel you ought to do something far more immediate and drastic than just check the call. What good does checking the call do if they stop talking? By the time you track it down, they'll already have committed the murder.
We'll take care of it, don't you worry.
I'd say the whole thing calls for a search, a complete and thorough search of the whole city. I'm very near the bridge, and I'm not far from 2nd Avenue, and I know I'd feel a whole lot better if you sent around a radio car to this neighborhood at once.
Well, what makes you think the murder is going to be committed in your neighborhood, ma'am?
Well, I don't know. Only the coincidence is so horrible. 2nd Avenue, the patrolman, the bridge.
Yeah, well, 2nd Avenue, you know, is a very long street, ma'am. You know how many bridges there are in the city of New York alone. Not to mention Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Queens and the Bronx.
I know all that.
How do you know there isn't some little house on Staten Island, on some little 2nd Avenue you never heard about? How do you know they were even talking about New York at all?
But I heard the call on the New York dialing system.
Well, maybe it was a long-distance call you overheard.
No.
You know, telephones are funny things. Now, look, lady, why don't you look at it this way? Supposing you hadn't broken in on that telephone call. Supposing you got your husband the way you always do, you wouldn't be so upset, would you?
Well, I suppose not, only it sounded so inhuman, so cold-blooded.
Well, a lot of murders are plotted in this city every day, ma'am. We manage to prevent almost all of them, but a clue this kind is so vague, it isn't much more use to us than no clue at all.
But surely you can...
Unless, of course, you have some reason for thinking this call was phony and that someone may be planning to murder you.
Me? Oh, no. No, I hardly think so. I mean, why should anybody?
Well,
I'm alone all day and night. I see nobody except my maid Eloise. She's a big 200-pounder.
Yeah.
She's too lazy to bring up my breakfast tray. And the only other person is my husband, Albert. He's crazy about me. He adores me. He waits on me hand and foot and has scarcely left my side since I took sick 12 years ago.
Yeah, well, then there's nothing for you to worry about. And now if you'll just leave the rest of this to us, we'll take care of it.
But what will you do? It's so late. It's nearly 11 now.
We'll take care of it, lady.
Well, will you broadcast it all over the city and send out squads and warn your radio cars to watch out, especially in suspicious neighborhoods like mine?
Yeah, lady, I said we'd take care of it. Now, I've got a couple of other matters here on my desk that require immediate attention. So, good night, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, you idiot. Oh, why did I hang up the phone like that? Now he'll think I am a fool. Oh, why doesn't Albert come home? Why doesn't he?
Oh, let it ring. Henschel, H-E-N-C-H-L. Please hurry, and please, what is the time?
You may find out the time by dialing Meridian 71212.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I've no time to be dialing.
The number of Henschel Hospital is Butterfield 89970.
Thank you.
Wheatley Hospital. Good evening.
The nurse's registry.
Who was it you wished to speak to,
please? I want the nurse's registry at once. I want a trained nurse. I want to hire her immediately for the night.
I see. And what is the nature of the case, madam?
Nerves. I'm very nervous. I need soothing and companionship. You see, my husband is away, and I'm...
Have you been recommended to us by any doctor in particular, madam?
No, but I really don't see why all this catechizing is necessary. I want a trained nurse. I was a patient in your hospital 2 years ago, and after all, I do expect to pay this person for attending me.
We quite understand that, madam. But these are war times, you know. Registered nurses are very scarce just now, and our superintendent has asked us to send people out only on cases where the physician in charge feels it is absolutely necessary.
Well, it is absolutely necessary. I'm a sick woman. I'm very upset, very. I'm alone in this house, and I'm an invalid, and tonight I overheard a telephone conversation that upset me dreadfully. A woman's going to be killed when a train... In fact, if someone doesn't come at once, I'm afraid I'll go out of my mind.
I see. Well, I'll speak to Miss Phillips as soon as she comes in.
Miss Phillips, and when do you expect her in?
I really couldn't say. She went out to supper at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? But it's not 11 yet. Oh, my clock has stopped. I thought it was running down. What time is it?
Just 15 minutes past 11.
What was that?
What was what, madam?
That clicked just now in my own telephone. As though someone has lifted the receiver off the hook, off the extension telephone downstairs.
I didn't hear it, madam. Now, about...
But I did! There's someone in this house. Someone downstairs in the kitchen. And they're listening to me now. There's someone listening. Can you hear me now?
I am sorry.
But you've got to hear me. Please, please, you've got to help me. There's someone in this house. Someone who's going to murder me. And you've got to get in touch with him. There it is. There it is. He's put it down. He's put down the extension phone. He's coming upstairs. He's coming up the stairs. Give me the police department. The police department.
One moment, please. I will connect you.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no, come here. Oh, please, I didn't do anything. Oh, don't go near my head. Please, don't. Please, don't. Ah!
Police department? Well, I'm sorry. Must have got the wrong number. Don't worry. Everything's okay.
And so closes Sorry, Wrong Number, starring Agnes Moorehead. Tonight's tale of suspense. Before we tell you about next week's stars and story, Roma Wine, sponsor of these weekly suspense dramas, asks you to consider this.
When entertaining guests at your home, are you able to go into your Roma Wine cellar and say, which would you prefer, this delightful sherry or this sweeter, heavier port? Whichever of these or any others of the many equally fine Roma California wines you offered your guest, they would find you had poured a world of satisfaction into their glasses. If you are not one of the millions already enjoying these good Roma wines, don't put off this great treat another day. You'll be surprised at the tiny cost your Roma wine dealer will ask for such great enjoyment. Only pennies a glass by actual check. Now you can boast of your own private wine cellar, your private Roma wine cellar. And then, inspired by the great qualities of Roma wines, you will add your voice to the swelling international chorus that says, Roma wines are truly magnificent. Let me repeat the name. R-O-M-A. Roma wines. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world.
This is Agnes Moorhead. I'm always flattered and delighted when I'm asked to appear on Suspense, because I have such very great admiration for this program. I know you'll want to be listening next week, as I will, when Michelle Morgan and Philip Dorn will be your stars with George Caloris. One more word. The attack for victory is on. You help make the victory surer and bring it sooner when you buy more war bonds.
Suspense is produced and directed by William Spear. Don't forget then next Monday, same time, for Michelle Morgan, Philip Dorn, with George Caloris in Suspense.
Presented by Roma Wines. Made in California for enjoyment throughout the world. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
No, no, no. This is WMFO in Medford. And this has been 1,000 Points of Light, a special Halloween spooktacular with me, your special guest, fill-in DJ Edward Buchert, normally host of the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme and the Tears of the Gods sound collages here on WMFO in Medford, Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. That was a complete rebroadcast of a suspense radio drama from 1943 in the middle of World War II, starring Agnes Moorhead. Mixed on top of Tangerine Dream's epic 1975 Rubicon album. Both sides of that album. And backing me up right now is Wendy Carlos with Seraphim from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. Thanks so much for listening. Jay will be back next week here with 1,000 Points of Light, and I'll be back on Friday with some sort of a sound collage for you. And coming up next is Sam, and a quick one before the Eternal Worm Devourers, Medford. Woo-hoo-hoo! And I am going to briefly bring up our robo-DJ, Rick Deckard, and he will fill in a little bit here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
From a pile of junk, said I'm gonna keep this good luck piece of iron inside my trunk. The boy just whispered okay and grabbed his old black dog as we piled on in and cut out through that late November fog. Rusting in the yard, old cotton grin and wave goodbye while the auctioneers all played cards. On every other Sunday, I'd walk down to Mose and back, eat a T-bone steak, watch a picture show.